Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Curry at midcourt, crowd coming alive, screen by Wiggins, Curry gets Doncic, goes to work, 15 on the shot clock, screen by Draymond, it's a three off the screen, got it! It's a one-point game! 114-113, Curry with 30! Klay Thompson gets a big hug from Steve Kerr at midcourt, his fellow Splash brother. Rick Celebrini comes over. How many hours did those two spend together as he rehabbed his injuries? A hug from Jonathan Kuminga, Kevon Looney. It's like a receiving line at a wedding. And a lot of respect, a lot of love for Klay Thompson. And he's going to be on the floor for a little bit here as everybody wants to get a chance to get a hug. Draymond Green. Words of encouragement. Klay Thompson played well tonight. 7 of 17, 6 of 12 beyond the arc, 22 points. Chris DeMarco, who worked a lot with Klay. And a lot of people have stayed here. Some are heading for the exits, but I'm curious to see what's going to happen as Klay makes his way over to the tunnel. In the final couple of hugs, he's heading there now. Let's see if they give him a round of applause. And they do. What a night. What a game. The Warriors are 9-2. 9-2.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Draymond Green's going to put the headset on. Draymond, can you hear us?
Yes.
Draymond.
Y'all lucky I'm a vet. Ray, nobody, I'm sorry. Nobody here to help me. Y'all lucky I know what I'm doing.
Oh, hey, man. Hey, you think you're on your podcast, don't you?
You just took Tommy off the hook because Tommy will have one slip tonight,
hey,
too.
Hey, easy. So. Not everybody needs to know that.
Hey, Draymond, can you just explain the emotions of this night with one of your, you know, one of the pivotal guys of the dynasty coming back, and just, you know, tell me about all the emotion tonight.
We were excited to play against him. We know how competitive of a player Klay is. But we dealt with the emotions. We dealt with the emotions before the game. You know, we've dealt with the emotions months ago. I watched the video earlier because I didn't want to be the first time I see the video out here. So I watched that video earlier this morning after I shot. We didn't want to come in with feelings. This is a professional basketball game. We're playing for something, and we wanted to win. We love Klay Thompson, but he's not with us no more. So happy to see him celebrated the way he should be celebrated. But we weren't. We were here to win a basketball game.
And you guys did a great job tonight. And road number 30 coming down the stretch. But I want to talk a little bit about your defense on the Mavs bigs tonight. It seemed like you were kind of on point. You had a pretty good game plan coming in.
Yeah, Stackhouse, and that's Stack's defense. You know, it's been my defense for years, but that's Stack's defense. I've never seen. Mike Brown took so much pride in the defensive end, and Stackhouse beats him by a long shot. And so we're just trying to operate his defense, execute his defense the way we're capable of, and me being the anchor of that, got to hold it down.
It seemed like during the course of the game, Draymond, that the most aggressive team offensively, getting paint touches, getting rolls to the bucket, teams who are trying to get to the paint, were having more success. Could you talk about that ebb and flow a little bit of, you know, that one team would have good success going to the paint, then the other team would have good success going to the paint?
Well, we discussed getting a paint touch and then kicking it out. We know they like to swarm to the ball. And so if we get paint touches and kick it out and then put them in closeout defense, you know, we thought that would be the recipe to success. And at times we did it great. At times we got stagnant. But when it was mattered most, number 30 sent them boys night-night.
Yeah, it certainly. Oh, that seemed a little premature for the night-night up four.
No.
No?
We knew what time it was.
Okay. Okay.
Night-night.
I don't want someone to wake him up in the middle of the night.
Nope. Night-night. So
it seems like maybe since the championship year, this has been the best defense that you had. Hey, Reggie, get out of here. Stop messing up our interview.
You said the defense since the championship.
Yeah, since the championship, it seems like this is the most consistent defense you guys have had.
Again, credit to Jerry Stackhouse. Yep. What he's come in and the emphasis that he puts on defense. We get these defensive grades right after the game, at night before you go to bed, or early in the morning when you wake up. So we get these defensive grades, and it's just created a sense of pride. You know, you don't want to look at that defensive sheet and your grades low. You know, none of us were E students, or else we wouldn't have got here. You know, so, you know, I think adding that has been great. And then obviously the teaching that Stack and our coaching staff is doing has been amazing.
11 points, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 6 assists, 7 rebounds. Draymond, thank you for being a good vet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Draymond.
It.
All right, take care. Draymond Green, our post-game guest. Wow, what a game. Oh, my goodness.
That was fun.
The Warriors have played, in the last 4 games, 3 of the most fun games I've had in a long time. Just really good stuff.
Yeah, but the one in Oklahoma City, I didn't need it to be that fun.
Just
like the game in Houston, I didn't need it to be that fun.
It's a work in progress.
Sometimes fun's great. Sometimes fun's overrated. When you're up 30 and hit the end, you're having to keep your starters in, that's overrated.
Well, think about that. In 2 games, they were down 41 and up 30.
Yeah.
Warriors with a stirring 120-117 win. Stephen Curry coming down the stretch was outstanding. It's 12, the last 12 points for the Warriors in the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and how much fun was that?
That was a really fun basketball game.
Yeah.
That was just a really fun. And his first game of the Cup.
Yeah, that's right. First game of the Cup. Warriors are 1-0, babe. We're heading to Vegas, Tommy.
No, you are.
Come on.
If there's ever a place I might consider going, Vegas Vegas would be it.
Yeah.
Vegas would be it.
Oh, man.
I think if I have my math correct here, I think Steph started out 2-for-3 from 3, then went 0-for-6 from 3,
right,
and then made his last 3 from 3. So started off hot, and when they really needed him, he finished hot.
Well, just like we were saying about Klay Thompson earlier, you know, it just takes one, you know. And with Steph, he got that one to go down, and he got a drive, and all of a sudden he was in total rhythm and total control.
Now, I mean, look, that's just Steph. Again, I was talking to Chuck Cooperstein, who's your counterpart over on Dallas Radio, and we're talking about greatness is making greatness look normal. Like, they normalize greatness. Doncic is one of those guys. Joker is one of those guys. And Steph most certainly is one of those guys. Like, that was a fantastic, that was a really good performance by him tonight. And it just seemed like, you know, that's Steph. That's what Steph does. When you really need him, he steps up and gets you those tough buckets. And not to mention, he had 9 assists, 6 rebounds. So, you know, he's doing it all out there, but it was a really, really fun, really fun game to watch. Klay got going. He had 6 threes. He was 6-for-12, hit some big shots, had a chance at the end to give him back the lead, and couldn't quite get it to go from the left wing extended. So, but a fun game. Warriors got the win. Klay got the ovation he deserved, and he had a nice game. Doncic really didn't do much after half.
Didn't score in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, he didn't score at all. It was mostly give the ball to Irving and kind of let Irving go. But they shut down, well, I should say Draymond shut down, the restricted area buckets that they were getting, because those were key. And also the key defensive play that Steph made, poking the ball away from Doncic, that led to a fast break. That was big as well. So Draymond had some huge defensive plays. Steph also had a huge defensive play. But just a fun game. And shocking, I know this is going to be shocking, because usually I talked about this a lot last year. But it was the Warriors that were getting fewer shots. What do you know? They get 10 more shots than the Mavericks, and they end up winning by 3.
They forced 18 turnovers.
Yep. Mavericks up 52.5%.
Wow.
So they were 5%, almost 5% better than the Warriors, who shot a little less than 48%. And they and they won the game. You're thinking, well, was it free throws? No, Warriors made 16. The Mavericks made 18. They made more than the Warriors. It was just volume, 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 volume. And what is volume? Volume is taking care of the ball, which they did. 18 turnovers to 13, so you're plus 5 there. And volume is offensive rebounds. You're plus 10 there.
Yep.
Looney had 9 offensive rebounds in 14, but the shade under 15 minutes. I mean, think about that.
He had more offensive rebounds than Dallas did.
I mean, that's incredible. A rebound, not an offensive rebound, a rebound every 3 minutes is considered elite. That's, like, incredible. He had an offensive rebound less than every 2 minutes on the court. Like, it's just wild to think he can come out here and have that type of impact. But did he score on all of them? No. But there are extra shot attempts.
Exactly.
And shot attempts are huge. It's something over the last number of years, because everybody's consumed with not shot attempts, they're consumed with field goal percentage and what your field goal percentage is. And, I've transitioned from that to looking at a player's how many points you score, how many shots did you take. That tells me more than did you shoot 40% or shoot 52%, because it incorporates threes and trips to the free throw line. Shot attempts is where it's at.
Right.
Because you don't have to shoot a higher percentage if you get more volume because of activity, because of defense, because of work on the boards, all those things. And that really came in play tonight. Again, you're not going to lose a whole lot of games if you're the Mavericks and you're that skilled and you shoot over 52%. But they did, because the Warriors beat them in a lot of other different departments.
So, to me, I think this also is another example of the Warrior depth, and I'll tell you why. Because tonight was the night. Their bench has been fantastic all year long. Their bench was not good tonight.
Yep.
And I think tonight where, the starters carried the load, and they haven't in a lot of games so far this year. The depth of the Warriors is really going to, I think, help them, not only just with injuries, but also on nights like tonight. Where Steph carried the team, Draymond carried the team, Wiggins carried the team. And, they did get, you mentioned Kevon. He was probably, one of the best bench players tonight. Ended up being a minus 9. But
yep.
They just couldn't get anything going on the bench. But I'm really, you could say, well, okay, it's early yet and everything else. But, I mean, they're racking up some impressive wins here. And this is a good team.
No, it is a good team.
Mirage.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. They're a really, really good team. And problem is, there's a lot of really good teams in the Western Conference that they're going to have to fight with. So it's going to be a battle. But they're putting themselves, like right now, they're putting themselves among that group you look at and go, it could be a factor.
And the other part about it, so far, the Warriors have not kicked away any games. The Clippers beat them that night.
Yep.
They were better that night. Cleveland, no one was beating them that night. Okay, so
no one's beating them anyway.
No one's beating them anyway. That's right. Which we're so happy for Kenny Atkinson.
Nobody deserves that. He's done a great job.
He wasn't given much in Brooklyn.
No.
To work with.
And did a good job with them.
They played so hard.
Yep.
And he's getting the same now from the Cavs. He's unlocked that team and unlocked Evan Mobley. And the Warriors, they haven't given away any games. And I think if you keep those to a minimum, you're going to be okay in the West, because, you're going to lose. You could have lost tonight, but that's a loss against a very good team. But if you keep winning the games you're supposed to, then I think the Warriors will be just fine.
I think as long as their defense remains the backbone of their team, they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a great defensive performance as far as field goal percentage, but, again, they forced turnovers, and you can do it in other ways. It's not just about field goal percentage. So as long as when they're really good, they're really good defensively.
When they've won championships, they've been good defensively.
That's who the Warriors have been.
Yeah.
So, I always say give me 20 games to kind of figure out who a team is. But so far, I'm really impressed with their defense and think, okay, if this is their defense, I mean, you still wonder things like, do they have enough? Like, do they have that other guy? Like, once you get to the playoffs
right.
and stuff like that. But then I think, who cares? We're 70 games away from that.
Yeah.
Like, let everything kind of shake itself out a little bit. Tolbert, what are you thinking about? We got all kinds of stuff that could happen between now and then. But when I watch other teams in the NBA, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are really good. Phoenix is really good. They're going to be without Durant for a little bit of time. OKC is really good. they're going to be without Holmgren for a little bit of time. So you start to think, huh, I wonder what this is going to come down to. Maybe who stays the healthiest.
Yeah.
Maybe which one of those teams stays
year,
the healthiest.
In some way, shape, or form, it is about health. Every year. And, you know, the teams that get banged up, even the teams you play in the playoffs that are banged up.
Yep.
You know, that's just part of their story. And the Warriors have been on both sides of that. So.
Well, you look at, I mean, not only the teams I mentioned, New Orleans.
Yep.
Murray Williamson.
Alvarado Murphy. They've got C.J. McCollum's out.
Kawhi for the Clippers. So, I mean, like, the Western Conference is kind of ravaged with
John
injuries.
Morant's been out.
John Morant. It's another one. Yeah, you just go down the roster and you're thinking, okay, who's healthy? Lakers have been pretty healthy. Warriors have been pretty healthy. I'm not sure if there's another team. Maybe there's probably another one out there. But,
right.
I mean, those are the two that have kind of been healthy. And, hey, when you're healthy, take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
And these guys are taking advantage of it. Oh, and the – I mean, they haven't lost their stars, but the Mavericks have had to deal with some stuff with Lively and P.J. Washington and guys that are pretty important
to
them.
Big rotation guys.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's going to be it's going to be another fun Western Conference.
And, again, the Warriors went 3-0 when Steph had to sit out.
Yep.
And that's huge.
Exactly.
Are you here on Friday? I never know your schedule.
What?
So.
Are you serious? That's it.
We have personal foul.
We
have a late hit.
You know what? If I had a red card, I would show it to you right now. I would absolutely show you a red card. Immediate expulsion. That would be it. And you're out of the next game.
Yeah, go home.
And you're out of the next game. Yes, I'm here Friday.
Good. Oh, we'll have fun.
Oh,
we'll have fun.
Dang right, we're going to have fun. Absolutely.
All right. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, sir. It's good to see you again,
yeah.
As always, and can't wait to be here on Friday.
God, man, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun, man.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun games so far this year. It's like the – I don't want to say interest because that's not the right word, but the – God, what's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say something is back this year. It's not drama. The drama is not back. The interest is not back. So I'm always
interested.
The atmosphere
is back. The vibe is back.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, yeah. But there's something like – there's something extra this year that's kind of pulling me to the games.
Yeah.
Obviously, what's pulling me to the games is I work here when we're home. But even on the road, I'm like, I can't wait for the game's going to be super fun tonight. I can't wait to go watch this game. It's going to be really cool. So, RC Sin, got to go.
Yeah, he's got,
God.
He's got the hook out.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what happens when you curse.
Yes. We've had like a double this tonight.
Double whammy tonight.
Double whammy.
Very rare.
You know, Warriors Radio will now be in delay. Thank you.
See you Friday.
Yeah, all right. See you. That is Tom Tolbert. Hi, Tim Roy. Getting set for what should be a lot of fun on Friday night. The Memphis Grizzlies are going to be in town. That means you've got Jaren Jackson Jr. You've got some other guys that are again, it's a really talented team. They're banged up with John Morant out, but right now they're really trying to see what they've got for the rest of the season, and we'll have that for you. 6:30 will be the pregame show, and 7 o'clock with the tip, the upcoming broadcast brought to you by Ticketmaster. The Warriors get a couple of days to kind of rest. It was a long, long trip there. The Warriors just went through 10 days, 5 games, so certainly they need that kind of time off to recoup.